With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. As 2024 is about to dawn, the CEO of One American nonprofit group warns that the remainder of the 21st century depends on Israel's victory over Hamas terrorists. Rabbi Stephen Weil, who heads the organization Friends of the Israel Defense Forces, tells the Jerusalem news site AllIsrael.com that his group recently flew two 757 jetliners to Israel, carrying $10 million worth of supplies for IDF troops in the battlefield. He says if Israel ever falls, the consequences for the rest of the world are frightening.
To quote the Supreme Ayatollah, their ultimate goal is the great Satan. It's not just America, it's Christian Europe, it's Western civilization. And what stands in their way is Israel. These soldiers of the IDF, tiny little Israel is what stands in their way. Otherwise, they'd have the Shia Islamic hegemonic caliphate from the Arabian Gulf to the Mediterranean. This is not a little squabble. This is ultimately going to shape the 21st century.
The rabbi adds that his charitable organization has regional offices throughout this country, and its efforts to provide direct emergency relief for IDF forces in the field would expand in the new year. The top commander of U.S. naval forces in the Middle East says Yemen's Houthi rebels are showing no signs of ending their reckless attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. But Vice Admiral Brad Cooper tells the AP that more nations are joining the International Maritime Mission to protect vessels in that vital waterway, and trade traffic is beginning to pick up again. Operation Prosperity Guardian was announced just over 10 days ago. The consulting firm McKinsey & Company has agreed to pay $78 million to settle claims from insurers and healthcare funds that its marketing work with Purdue Pharma helped fuel an opioid addiction crisis all across the United States. This is SRN News. The YouVersion Bible app is one of the most popular on earth, and every December it announces its verse of the year, the one more people turn to than any other. Bobby Grunewald is company CEO.
The verse this year that had the most bookmark highlights and notes associated with it was Isaiah 41:10, which reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
In fact, this is the third year since 2020 that Isaiah 41:10 wound up on top.
There seems to be more emphasis in the searches that we see around healing, anxiety, hope, you know, things that are people searching for comfort or hope during these times.
And more people are downloading YouVersion and getting into the Word, which Grunewald says is a good sign. The app has been installed on more than 725 million devices worldwide, in more than 2,000 languages. This is SRN News. Smoking cigarettes while gambling in some casinos could soon be a thing of the past.
Atlantic City casinos faced with that situation now and are not sure just what to do. State lawmakers will renew a push to ban smoking in 9 casinos next year, even as the industry proposes enclosed smoking areas. Now, whether the resort can continue to attract large numbers of in-person gamblers or whether they will migrate to internet gambling and sports betting is also a key question. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 31st, the 365th and final day of 2023. On this date in history, 1904, New York City's Times Square saw its first ever New Year's Eve celebration. About 200,000 people turned out. This is SRN News.